This is Jim Inkster, and welcome to Talk Louisiana. And our guest today to begin the show is Tom Shedler, the Secretary of State for the great state of Louisiana. He took office in 2010, and here we are almost 7 years later, and he is still the man in charge when it comes to elections in our state. Your number is 297-5633 in the Baton Rouge area, and outside the Baton Rouge calling area, it's toll-free, 877-217-5757. Good to see you as always, Secretary Shedler.
Great to be with you, Jim.
Well, let's start at the top. All this buzz about Russian involvement and perhaps hacking voting machines.
Right.
Was any of that happening in Louisiana?
No. That started out, as you remember, we've got so much Russian involvement. You look at nightly news, you wonder what's what. But to refresh everybody's memory, it started out with the allegation of the hacking of the DNC, Democratic National Committee, at their conference. And, I think it's important to note that that is something that's in cyberspace. That's something internet is probably more their donor list and other activities. But what came out of that was the threat or the allegation that they were going to hack actual election day. And, Jim, I had the pleasure of just coming off a tenure as a national president, and I had the opportunity to speak to several congressional committees and panels on that subject. And the simple explanation, because I was pitted one time against a Rice University professor that was a heck of a lot smarter than Tom Shedler on issues, but asked me the simple question, you seem very bold that this is impossible to happen, representing yourself in the National Association. I said, yes, sir, I do. And they said, would you like to expound on that? And I said, absolutely. How do you hack something in cyberspace that's not in cyberspace? No state votes online in cyberspace. There are two very minor exceptions to that. Alaska does allow a military overseas ballot to come back with an electronic PIN number from a military personnel. And in some remote areas of Alaska, they do allow a online vote. But it's a minuscule amount of votes in the overall calculation. Most states, unless they're on all paper ballot, use the system we have or something very similar, which is a separate cartridge in each machine. They're not linked together. And what this professor at Rice eventually admitted to the committee when I somewhat challenged him on the issue is that if I give someone like that a machine, they can certainly figure out how to hack into it, that individual machine. But what they don't tell you, in only Louisiana, you'd have to get into 64 parishes, 64 warehouses, 10 minutes each machine to take the panel off and tinker with it. If they get together, get one of them done, they'd tinker with one machine. So that's pretty much the system across the country. And so that was just a lot of you know what.
So this is a concern that some have, but you're saying that it's really not warranted, not only in Louisiana, but anywhere else.
Anywhere. And like I said, some states are all paper ballot states, so that wouldn't be appropriate there.
The machines we have, they're accurate, but are they state-of-the-art?
Well, I wouldn't call them state-of-the-art, but I don't think anybody really has the state-of-the-art yet. The current machines are reaching that 11, 12-year point. They were bought with federal dollars. The good news for us, the outside body, I guess like myself, is getting a little aged with wheels that have to be replaced occasionally and other moving mm-hmm. parts. But the programming has been kept up to date. So quite frankly, we have not had a machine problem of any major magnitude at all. However, I have been forewarning the legislature. I was there just yesterday at Appropriations, and we are starting that process now to change that system. The new system will be something dramatically different because the machines we have in other states you cannot obtain anymore. So you have to utilize parts and issues that you can get from other venues or from the vendor itself. But we're moving more to a iPad-type system, not on the Internet, but it's about the size of a large iPad that would be, again, independent of one another, basically the same system, but a much smaller and a much quicker system.
Now, in Louisiana right now, you have made a large effort to get more people registered, and now we have right at 3 million people.
Yeah, actually exceeded it now, Jim. I think when I was on your show last time in the afternoon, we were approaching it, but we did exceed it before the presidential election, a record in Louisiana. And even though the percentage of voters was about the same as President Obama's last election, we voted 30,000 more people in that election, historic amount of voting. And, of course, because of that baseline number being higher, the percentage was the same.
Lorraine in South Baton Rouge. Good morning, Lorraine. You're on Talk Louisiana with Secretary Shedler. Hi, Lorraine.
Yeah, hi.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning. I find the focus strange because nobody's claiming that voting machines were hacked. The real issue is whether there was interference through algorithms on people's personal websites from places like Macedonia or Albania, and collusion between.
All right. Thank you, Lorraine. That's something that's, I think, a bit outside your...
Yeah, Lorraine, that's a little bit outside of my venue. You know, there's a lot of things going on in Washington, D.C. that they're investigating, Russians, Albanians, whatever it may be. But as Jim indicated, that's really not something on election day. We were talking about the actual hacking of a machine and affecting a vote on election day, which is something outside of what you're talking about.
I saw that 54.7% is the final tally for the American people who are registered to vote who showed up on November 8th. Louisiana, we were higher than that.
Yes, we were like 67.8, I believe, close to 69, 68%. So that's right in line of where we were, give or take a point from 08 and 12. Of course, the highest voter turnout in Louisiana history on a percentage basis remains the Edmund Edwards David Duke gubernatorial election. But as far as amount of people voting, we're at record highs.
Now, the other elections, unfortunately, are not attracting the same percentage numbers.
No, not at all.
Including the governor's election.
That's correct. I mean, even governor's elections are down there in that 40-50%, or a good day, 50-40 at occasion. I mean, this past weekend, as you know, we had some elections across the state that were as low as 3.2%. We had a huge appeal court judgeship in the Lafayette area that had gone at 9.8%. It had as much publicity as you could probably ask for, that you thought that you'd have had 50% voter turnout. And yet you go look in some areas of St. Helena Parish, where they had a mayoral race and council race, and they had some 58%. So it's a difficult thing to measure. It's all fueled by local area and the dynamics of it, but yet you contradict that by what I just said, or I contradict that by what I just said with the appeal court judge race.
What do you think, Mr. Secretary, stimulates people to vote most often?
I do think it's issues still. I mean, look at the presidential race. It's hard to predict, but, you know, you can say, oh, signs don't draw out people. I mean, I think it's just the issue. But yet, again, I go back, you remember the Katz tax vote. Mm-hmm. There wasn't somebody that didn't have an opinion on that in this area. They had signs all over the place, and we had 25% voter turnout. So go figure. I would have thought that would have been 70% voter turnout. But, you know, so it's difficult to say. I think it's people's moods at the time. You know, as much as we joke about it, weather, what's going on that weekend, all those things affect it. I mean, certainly this past weekend we had severe weather across the state. We knew it would be low, but we didn't think it would be as low as it was. But we had huge problems with an outage with electricity that we had to kick on generators. And it was just very inclement weather across the state, so that certainly deterred that.
On election day, you have quite an operation. It's something that just doesn't happen by osmosis, but this year is not a big election year. No U.S. Senate race, no governor's race, no statewide, no presidential. How do you prepare in a year in which the activity is not as intense?
Well, the same way we do with a lesser year, Jim. You know, our staff, we have four We have two major election cycles every year, of which constitutes two voting dates. So four voting dates automatically, spring and October, November. That slow year is absolutely correct. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however way you want to look at it, and I addressed this at appropriations yesterday, we have now that election for state treasurer that we had to add on. So I was getting ready to return $6.9 million to the state treasury at the end of this fiscal year, or close to it, because of reduced elections. I had to backfill in and add $5.2 million. That's what that state treasury is going to cost the state of Louisiana. And I've been pounding the table about too many elections to cost. Mm-hmm. And I've repeatedly said we should do in state government what we do in local government. We elongated that period of when you have to call a special election from 12 months to 18. Most places appoint someone. The agreement is under charter or rule is that they cannot run for the office. I think we need to look at that in state government in some areas. We do that with a member who's in the military when they have to leave on active duty. We could model it after that.
We're wrapping up our discussion with Secretary of State Tom Shedler. And as we started the show, we were talking about the allegations of voter fraud. And of course, they came from the highest level of the country, from the presidency. Now, the president has indicated that he believes there were 3 to 5 million illegal aliens who voted on Election Day. Is there a distinction between people who register and those who vote on Election Day, Mr. Secretary?
Absolutely, and there's a huge distinction. You know, I quite frankly, 3 to 5 million people on voter list across the 50 states is probably not that far-fetched. But the follow-up question to that is, how many of those 3 to 5 million people actually voted and committed voter fraud? To be on a list, whether it's by error of the state or the person who didn't remove themselves when they moved to another state, is not a crime. But the voting of that, or multiple voting, would be. Here in Louisiana, and I know it's a controversial issue, you know, we have things like photo ID that prevents such things. We have a 30-day lag time of registration. We don't have same-day registration. You know, and my job, I've always said, is to make voting easier, make the procedure correct, but make it difficult to cheat. We've got little minor things of politicking inside of 600 feet and the like that we deal with, or some minor thing with a paper ballot, usually in very small jurisdictional elections that we deal with, but nothing of any major proportions. We do a very good job of list maintenance. We get a list from vital records every month of deceased. We get a list of felons from the Department of Corrections. We disseminate that to the registered voter, and we keep our list very clean and accurate. We are in multiple state compacts where we share information of motor voter registration list and the like. So we challenge people if they've moved to Atlanta or moved to Birmingham. Some states do a better job than others. We think we do a good job with it. And so I think we have minimized those risks for the voters of Louisiana.
All right. Rebecca, sending an email, says, is there any, or asks if there's any stipulation when somebody moves out of state to alert the Secretary of State's
office? No, there isn't at all. And, I mean, that would be great. Some people do that, but let's face it, we've all moved, or most of us have. You have other things that interest, getting kids in schools, getting utilities on the like, or getting, you know, it's almost similar. People put it on the category of do you change your library card when you move. But I'm not trying to make light of it, but no, there is not. It would be great if it is, mm-hmm. but I think it would be very difficult to enforce.
Well, congratulations on your great work getting people registered, over 3 million now in Louisiana. And when you take out children, we're talking about a high percentage.
We are about 86% of our eligible voters registered, which is one of the highest in the country.
Like fourth in the nation, I believe.
Yes, sir. Yes.
86%.
Right.
So we just need to do better about getting out and voting.
That's the problem. It's not the problem of the registration. It's the problem of people, after they do that, exercising the right to vote.
Well, Mr. Secretary, it's always a good to talk
Jim,
with you.
Jim, same here. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Hardest working man in show business, Tom Shedler. Take care.
Thank you, Jim.